From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project, news, information, and it is over. All that football is finally over. I'm Allison Stewart.
Tell us how you really feel. And I'm Rachel Martin. It is Monday, January 14th. So you watched a little football this weekend?
I did. You know, my husband, Bill, who has often, he's been a guest host here. And he's just a huge sports fan. I mean, he worked at ESPN for 14 years. He grew up as a jock. He can't help it. Yeah, sometimes he's a guest on ESPN.com and then ESPN Radio. He just loves sports. And we don't get to see each other a whole lot during the week because our hours are so different. So I try to spend time with him on the week. But it's fairly funny because he's into the game and he's this and that. And I am literally with a stack of my Real Simple magazines, my New Yorkers.
Flip.
Cutting out articles, recipes,
you know,
cartoons.
You were not alone. I was at the gym yesterday and I overheard this guy's phone conversation with his significant other saying, "Honey, I'm going to stay at the gym and watch all these football games. I know, I'll be home later. So you were not alone. I'm sure there were many spouses and girlfriends who were kind of left flipping the magazines.
Well, if you're like me and you kind of want to know what happened so you can talk to your significant other about it, my significant other, Bill Wolf, will be joining us to talk about all those football games. Again, for some of us. Coming up on the big show, it's the big auto show in Detroit. Car makers from all around the world there to show their goods. American companies saying they're going green, but we'll decipher if that really happens.
And people love to hate Hillary Clinton, more so than some of the other candidates. Why is that? What is it about Senator Clinton that gets people so darn angry? Writer Jack Hitt has termed a new word for these people: Hillaraters. We'll talk to him about the culture of Hillary hating.
Gosh, that's so mean. Right. It is a little bit mean. But he has some interesting theories which are based in history and sociology, and it's not just about drinking.
It is true. I know people have a visceral reaction, so we'll examine why.
You will also have the news in just a few moments. But first, we do want to get to the BPP's big story.
Last night was the Golden Globes. Sort of.
And the Golden Globe goes to Jeremy Piven, Entourage.
Yay.
Very cool.
Yay. Oh, that's uncomfortable.
It just feels different, doesn't it? Just thought I'd talk about that lump in the corner under the rug. Nobody noticed the elephant. All right. Best performance by an actress in a television series drama.
Nervous laughter.
That's Laura Spencer telling it like it is on the E! Network's broadcast of the Golden Globes Awards ceremony, or press conference, rather, last night. Gone were the stars, the ceremony, and apparently much of the applause as the writer's strike struck the Golden Globes. Plenty of industry representatives and publicists, and awkward silence.
Yeah, it was called a low-key press conference at the Beverly Hilton, and it may have been low-key for a Golden Globes Awards, but it was still pretty glitzy for a presser. Flashy gold stage, big screen showing clips and pictures of the actors who were not in attendance. And while no A-list, there were some recognizable faces like that of Mary Hart.
Love her. Jim Murray of Inside Edition got maybe the biggest applause of the night for this acknowledgement of the writer's strike.
We're all very mindful of the unusual circumstances surrounding tonight's awards. Jorge Camara, the event, I think, reflects your style and grace, and I applaud you. And I'm very honored to present these Golden Globes.
Wow, honestly, and that was some of the biggest applause of the night.
Well, usually the award for Best Picture is given out by a Clooney, a Roberts, a Denzel. Mm-hmm. But actually, it was Jorge Camara, head of the Hollywood and Foreign Press Association, which holds the event, who announced the night's big winner.
It is my pleasure to announce the Golden Globe for the Best Motion Picture Drama, Atonement.
And over on NBC, whose standoff with the striking writers has been most visible in the scriptless return of Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien, no live two-hour Globe telecast, Globes as was originally the case. Instead, a shadow ceremony. Here's Billy Bush of Access Hollywood making the same announcement.
And the winner for Best Motion Picture Drama is Atonement. Atonement received 7 Globe nominations this year, the most for any film.
Still kind of sounds like Access Hollywood.
Zoom.
I love that. A little like my newscast sometimes. And because our own Matt Martinez came in complaining how the strike got all the press and he had to read 5 paragraphs before finding out who won.
Best actor in the drama, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Best comedy or musical, Sweeney Todd.
Yay. Best actor in a comedy or musical, envelope, please. Johnny Depp.
Now, if I were there, I would have been going crazy because I love
all the trailers for Johnny Depp, too. Okay.
Best supporting actress, Kate Blanchett.
Good job, I'm the only one? Okay. And best animated feature, Ratatouille.
I like that. Woohoo. Congrats. Okay, one more. Best television drama goes to Mad Men.
Okay, one more because our producer, Matt Martinez, loves 30 Rock so much. Tina Fey, best actress in a TV comedy.
We love her. Good job, Tina. That is the BPP's big story. Now, I'm going to give you some more news.